So I was struck by words of this song. Says, I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. And in the darkest night, you are close like no other. I have known you as a father. I have known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. And what struck me about that was that is present and past tense. I have lived. I have known you as Father. I have known. So often we live our lives thinking there's something that we have to wait for. And there be no point of praying, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, if it can't happen. This has nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about. I was just struck by it. You can know the goodness of God now. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven. You can live in eternity now. Matter of fact, the Bible says, knowing God is eternal life. Quit waiting to tap into all the resources that He's already provided for you. Tap in. Know His goodness. Live in His goodness now. See what He will do in the land of the living. You don't have to wait. So, I'm going to really try not to be long. I can do that. I really can. I was struck with a thought during the weekend and saying, we talked about what the Bible said about what to be thankful for, and we looked at specific verses. It says, be thankful for this or be thankful for that. And I thought, so many times in life we wonder, well, what's the will of God in this and what's the will of God in that? So I thought, I'm going to look at all the verses that talk and tell us what the will of God is. Right? So I did that and I wasn't gripped. I like to be gripped. I want to feel like God's just going to spill out through you, right? And I'm so thankful that He talks to you regardless of whether I talk well or not. So He always makes me look good. And so then during the week, I started not feeling good. I texted the guys. I was like, do you guys have anything? And, So I sat down yesterday, and all of a sudden, this one thing popped out to me. So we're going to do this really quickly. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, do what only you can do. And we are going to settle for nothing less. In Jesus' name, amen. We're in this season. Right? We just hit this season of thanks and everyone's cheery and stuff. And now we get to go immediately into the season where everybody's decorating stuff, all this stuff that drives me nuts. And everyone's festive and all these things, right? It's season joy to the world. The Lord has come. It's a festive season we're going to be in for a while now. And, half the people are mumble and grumble and complain, and the others are overjoyed and, carefree and stuff. We're in this season. But truth be told, we're always in that season if we're in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's not humdrum. I said something last week, don't come to me, woe is me. There is no woe in the kingdom of God. There's joy. There's rejoicing. There's peace. There's everything that comes in the presence of God. So we're going to touch on that just a little bit. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You want to know what the will of God is? Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. What am I to do today? Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. What do I do in this circumstance? Rejoice always. See, the Bible has an answer for everything. Everything. So I just want to touch briefly on this. What's this mean to us? And we could spend all kinds of time on this and break down all the Bible's so rich in what it tells us to do. And I mean, it really is the best written relational guide on how to live in this world. You don't need to go to a philosophy book or a psychiatry book or all these other books. You have it all, the manuals right here, if you'll just grab hold of it. Rejoice. Obviously, it's a R-E word, which means to go back to the original. Joy was what you were born into. We are created for a garden. He formed us. He breathed life into us. There was joy. Why? Because he was present. There was joy. What did we do? We walked away from joy. So what do we need to do? We need to rejoice ourselves. So we should rejoice. But what's it mean? What's it literally mean? It's the word kaira. It means cheerfulness, a calm delight. Exceedingly. You were meant to overflow the presence of God. The most joyful person that ever walked the earth was Jesus. He was ridiculed. He was looked at as foolish. No one wanted to accept him. Why? Because he was full of joy in the worst circumstances. Nothing bothered him. He went through a crucifixion because of the joy set before him. Sometimes we don't even want to get out of bed. It's what we have to face that day. He had a joy. You have a joy this day. You have a joy that should be overflowing in you. You should rejoice. The verb form of it is kairo. It means to be. So what are we to be? We are to be exceedingly, abundantly, overflowing with joy. I know it's hard for Bears fans. But there's hope. There's a new direction. There's a new administration coming. Things are set to course. There's a hope. We have a hope. I not only have a hope of what's coming for eternity, I have a hope of what eternity is going to do today. It means to be happy. It means to be well off. Especially in a greeting or an exit. Nehemiah 8:10 says, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I have lots of verses, so I'm just going to read them for the sake of time. Psalm 16:11, you have made known to me in the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. John 15:11, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Don't tell me you don't have joy. The only ones that can't have joy are ones that don't know Jesus, because his joy has been deposited in us. And we are complete joy. Sometimes we just got to let it come out. And more, John 16, 24, until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. You are not lacking. You have every reason known to man, and more so, every reason known to heaven, every reason known to all of creation, to be joyful. It's not just a holiday season for us. It's every day in the kingdom of God. Romans 15, 13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Peter 1, 8, though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. What's the will of God? Rejoice always. It's the will of God for your life. Rejoice always. What's my purpose today? Rejoice always. What am I doing today? Rejoice. Rejoice. Be joyful. Be happy. Be content. Be satisfied. Sometimes you just need to see that you're actually seated with Christ in heavenly places. This is not real. There's something that far supersedes this. You're in the presence of God, where fullness of joy always is. Circumstances don't dictate your joy. Joy is who is in you. Pray without ceasing. How do we do that? Pray actually means towards, exchange, or interact. To exchange wishes. I like this. To interact with the Lord by switching human wishes and ideas for his as he imparts them to you. Pray. Pray is the essence of everything. Why? Because it is fellowship with God. Plain and simple. Communion with God is prayer. How do you pray without ceasing? Be aware that he's with you all the time. Doesn't matter the circumstances, he's there. Bring him into it. Everything. Pray without ceasing. Why? It's his will for you in Christ. What's the will of God? Bring him into every situation. Don't go it alone. Like what our sister said, you know, sometimes I'm running the other way. And he's running after me. Don't go it alone. First Timothy 2:8 says, therefore, I want men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or disputing. What's his will? I want men everywhere to pray. God's desire, his purpose in creating you is so that you could be in fellowship with him. Matthew 6:9 says it this way. This then is how you should pray. See, he not only expects us to pray without ceasing, he tells us how to pray, just in case you don't know. Our Father in heaven. Father, I've known you as Father, and I've known you as friend. You can call it whatever he's been for you, whatever he's been to you. He wants to relate to you in the areas that only he can relate to you in. And he'll go in every room of your heart that you open up to him, and he'll be what you need him to be. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. See, kingdom living is being aware of the presence of God all the time and being in constant fellowship with Him all the time. All the time. What's the will of God? Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. See, it doesn't have to be a demonstration. It can just be a quiet inward, "Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit," while you're talking to somebody. Allow Him into every aspect of your life. Why? Because He is joy in you. You want joy to overflow? Allow Him in every aspect of your life. Pray without ceasing. On the home stretch, I just thought this was appropriate as we came through the Thanksgiving season, that the will of God is in everything give thanks. Now, it doesn't say for everything give thanks. You know, I'm not thankful for every circumstance I have to go through. I'm not thankful for the trials and tribulations and the tests. I really don't enjoy them. God turns them to good, and I can be thankful for the result. You know, that song said He leads me through the fire. I really don't want to sit in the fire. It can be painful. I don't know about you guys, but I like try and avoid pain. There's no pain in the kingdom of God. You know, I'm thankful that You are more than a conqueror. I'm thankful that You are an overcomer. I'm thankful that You allow God to rise you above the circumstance to where it can't touch you. You still have to go through it, but you can be unscarred, unscathed in Him. Thanks, Eucharistio, to be grateful, thankful, to give thanks, to be thankful for God's good grace, to express gratitude. Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful." Psalms 106:1, "Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever." Psalms 107:1 starts the same way. "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." Psalm 69:30, "I will praise God's name in song and glorify Him with thanksgiving." Colossians 2:6, "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him. Rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." What's the will of God for your life? What? And? And? This is the will of Christ concerning you. That's an eternal purpose that you get to participate in now. So as we go into this holiday season, it's a holiday season for the world. It's an everyday season for kingdom citizens. Rejoice. Stay in communion with Him. And be thankful. Stand with me. Last verse, Philippians 4:4. I think you'll see a theme here. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord's near. Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, Commune with him. Fellowship with him in everything. Every circumstance, doesn't matter what, bring him into it. Joy in the midst of the storm with thanksgiving. Present your requests to God. See how they're all tied together? It's the will of God for you. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So bow your heads. Father, I thank you for the simplicity of your word. And I thank you how easy it is to apply it to our hearts and our minds. So, Father, I bless each and every person here. Each and every kingdom citizen with the reality of your kingdom in their lives. That, Lord, this month wouldn't be a holiday season, but every day in their lives will be a holiday season. That they would overflow with inexpressible joy. Abundant fellowship in your presence. And overflowing with thanks for all that you have already done, already purposed, already fulfilled in each of their lives. Your favor, your grace upon them. And I just pray that you would give them revelation of your joy, revelation of your presence, revelation of your exceeding goodness in their lives. That their eyes would turn away from their circumstances, from what this life brings, but that they would turn to you and see eternity and see your purposes fulfilled and their completeness in you. And I thank you for it. I thank you for them. I bless them this day as they go. May their joy be complete in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.